The Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition.
There's a pure and unaltered truth that can only be found in this Bible.
This is the Matthew Bible Podcast.
Wow, we've got some really good news for you. A historical first. The Book of Psalms from the Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition is now available. It's being typeset to the publisher as we speak. Hopefully the publisher will have some information for us later on this month with a release date when we can expect it to be printed. Again, the podcast, I want to answer a question that came in to us. Does the Bible have verses, meaning the Matthew Bible, Modern Spelling Edition, does it have verses? Yes, it does have verses. What we're doing is capturing the original text and converting it to modern font and spelling. Our desire is to maintain the precious words of this holy writ, the Bible, as it was written. The verse numbering system is the Oxford Standard. We have chosen to use the familiar verse numbering system of the King James Version Bible. And it should be noted that although the original Matthew Bible did not have numbered verse divisions, it did have paragraph separations. And many of these paragraph separations actually align with the natural verse numbering system. So the bottom line is the Matthew Bible did not originally have verses, but it did have paragraph separations. And we're going to use the Oxford Standard that's found in the King James Version Bible for the familiarity of being able to find verses and that sort of thing. The actual wording will not be changed in the Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition. Hi. I'm Pastor Nathan Harding, the orthographic translator of the Matthew Bible, Modern Spelling Edition, and this is the Matthew Bible Podcast. This podcast episode is called Avoid Destruction. We have two combined scripture readings. The first one is Genesis 19, chapter 1 through 13 in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. Avoid destruction. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat at the gate of the city. And Lot saw them and rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself to the ground with his face. And he said, "Ye lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and rise up early, and go on your ways." And they said, "Nay, but we will bide in the streets all night." And he compelled them exceedingly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake sweet cakes, and they ate. But before they went to rest, the men of the city of Sodom compassed the house round about, both old and young, all the people from all quarters. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, "Where are the men which came into thy house tonight?" "Bring them out unto us, that we may do our lust with them." And Lot went out of doors unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, "Nay, for goodness sake, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, I have two daughters which have known no man. Them will I bring out unto you. Do with them as it seemeth you good. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my rose." And they said, "Come hither, And they said, "Came you not into sojourn, and wilt thou be now a judge? We will surely deal worse with thee than with them." And as they pressed sore upon Lot and began to break upon the door, the men put forth their hands and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut to the door. And the men that were at the door of the house, they smote with blindness, both small and great, so that they could not find the door. And the men said moreover unto Lot, "If thou have yet here any son-in-law or sons or daughters, or whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring it out of this place. For we must destroy this place, because the cry of them is great before the Lord. Wherefore he has sent us to destroy it." As it is written, "The just shall live by faith." For the wrath of God appeareth from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, which withhold the truth in unrighteousness, saying, "What may be known of God, that same is manifest among them. For God did show it unto them, so that his invisible things, that is to say, his eternal power and Godhead, are understood and seen by the works from the creation of the world, so that they are without excuse. Inasmuch as when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but waxed full of vanities in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were blinded. When they counted themselves wise, they became fools, and turned the glory of the immortal God unto the similitude of the image of mortal man, and of birds, and four-footed beasts, and of serpents. Wherefore, God likewise gave them up unto their heart's lust, unto uncleanness, to defile their own bodies between themselves, which turned his truth unto a lie, and worshipped and served the creatures more than the Maker, which is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto shameful lusts, for even their women did change the natural use unto the unnatural. And likewise also the men left the natural use of the woman, and brent in their lusts one on another, and man with man wrought filthiness, and received in themselves the reward of their error, as it was according. And as it seemed not good unto them to be known of God, even so God delivered them up unto a lewd mind, that they should do those things which were not comely, being full of all unrighteousness, doing of fornication, wickedness, covetous, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, evil conditioned, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, doers of wrong, proud, boasters, bringers up of evil things, disobedient to father and mother, without understanding, covenant breakers, unloving, truce breakers, and merciless." And the sun was upon the earth when Lot was entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and overthrew those cities and all the region, and all that dwelled in the cities, and that grew upon the earth. Which men, though they knew the righteousness of God, how that they which such things commit are worthy of death, yet not only do the same, but also have pleasure in them that do them. I'd like to take a moment to thank you very much for your support. 92% of the people that are listening are now from the United States, but we also have people listening in the United Kingdom, South Africa, Canada, Australia, Saudi Arabia, Tanzania. It's all across the board. Thank you so much for everybody that's listening. And to that one person in Tanzania, thank you for listening. Please tell your friends about us so that they'll listen as well. We have some comments that I'd like to share with you. The first one is from New York. Lady writes in and says, "I'm a biblical historian, and I have found your research and translation to be accurate and match with my own research." Thank you very much for that. And I believe this one is from Pennsylvania. person writes in and says that one of my great grandfathers was John Rogers, and I am certain he would endorse your update to the Matthew Bible to modern spelling. That's a real honor. Thank you very much for that. In Ohio, I find it fascinating that Dr. Harding was one of the head King James Bible translators, and now in the 2000s, another Harding is taking the work even farther. A great endeavor. And that is interesting. Finally, I'll buy cases of the Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition. Everyone should read it. Please hurry and print it. We feel the same way. And again, thank you for all your comments. Thank you for listening. And to the one person in Tanzania, thank you as well.
Tuco 911 supports the podcast you just heard. If you are wanting to help someone in need, not with a handout, but through empowerment, please visit tuco911.com and learn more about this program.
The Matthew Bible Podcast.
Please visit us online at thematthewbible.com.